this episode of Counting Cars. I got a delivery coming in today.
What kind of delivery?
She's beautiful.
What is that? What is wrong with you?
I came here to Counts Customs to have a memorial bike built for my mom.
Talk to me, Max. How about we have a little race? I bet you on my normal bicycle without a motor, I can beat you on this piece of shit. The loser will turn around and drive back to Vamps, painted green in a thong. I want some butt cheeks a-flapping. Ba-ba-bow!
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
That's the spot right there.
Shannon?
I think you should come over here and help me work on this.
No.
Why is it in here? It's not after 6 o'clock. Mike, come on, man. How many times are we going to have this conversation? You don't realize you're on clock hours right now working on your bike?
No, I realize it.
I'm at my wit's end. Every time I turn around, Mike is working on his bike and I catch him. On company hours. Who does that? Dude, what are you doing?
Fixing up my new bike.
Mike, you're supposed to be in the body shop. Today I catch him again, working on his dumbass bike. And now he's trying to get Shannon involved. Mikey?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what I'm upset about.
Shop time. You're on the clock. I already know. I need to work during the day sometimes because I need to talk to him.
Hey, don't involve me.
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
You got that right.
I'm a painter. I'm not a welder.
But just tell him to come talk to me, brother.
He'll say no. This is going to be a masterpiece. You got to give me a minute to make this thing happen.
It's a bicycle, Mike.
It's a bicycle. It's a big, badass bicycle.
It's going to have horns all the way down, custom painted, all chrome motor.
So it's going to look sick, but it's going to be a broken down piece of like your last one.
This thing ain't going to break down.
Not mine.
You want to bet?
What do you want to bet?
How about we have a little race? You're going to get your bike done, and then we're going to race from Danny's restaurant to Count's Customs. I bet you on my normal bicycle without a motor, I can beat you on this piece of with a motor. The loser will turn around and drive back to Vamps, painted green in a thong.
That's a strong bet there, buddy.
So, Shannon, you heard that, right?
Yes, I did, and it's disturbing.
If you win, you're going to work your stuff on shop hours. But if I win, besides you paint your ass green with a thong, you are not going to work on your shit without my permission no more in a couple of hours.
There you go. I'm winning the race.
Are we good? And I mean a thong. I want some butt cheeks a-flapping. Ba-ba-bow!
You really do think about me in a thong a lot. As much as I don't want to see Scott in a thong, it's going to happen. I got a motor. He's got high cholesterol. That was a bad bet. He says I'm the dumb one.
Shannon. Did you ever tell Mike that I commute to work every day on a bicycle, about 33 miles round trip?
I think I forgot that.
Well, I might not have known that.
You'll never work on company time again.
You don't look like you ride a bike. You don't look like you ever seen a bike.
Why don't you tell me that, Shane?
You guys want to see me then? What's going on?
Danny, this is Max. Max is Danny.
Max, how you doing, bro?
It's the Count.
Nice to meet you, buddy.
It's a pleasure.
Max dropped by the shop, have a look around. Next thing you know, he's talking to Scott and Shannon about a custom bike build. They tell me he's got a special request, so I thought I'd stop in, talk to Max myself, and see exactly what he wants. And I want to make sure he gets the best bike for the money.
I don't know if I had a chance to tell you a little bit what's going on with Max. Max's mom passed away.
I'm very sorry, bro.
She was an interesting woman. Very class act. And of all things, she loved Harleys.
Mom's got good taste.
You know? So I came here to Counts Customs to have a special memorial bike built for my mom. A little inspiration.
God bless her. Thank you for this. This is way cool.
This bike is going to be a beautiful thing. Every time Max goes out and rides, it's going to remind him of his mom. That's a really powerful thing. And frankly, I'm honored that we get to do this build for him. So let's get this man in the wind, brother man. What do you like? What's your flavor?
What I was thinking of is going with gloss black.
can't go wrong with black, baby.
I wanted to go with a polished engine, but now that I see this one that's been powder coated, I'm falling in love with it.
It's pretty bad. I like it.
It's a pretty sweet setup.
What else?
I do want to do some custom paint on it in the regards of going with some lace.
Love lace work.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, everything custom is just going to be an expression of what she probably saw and what I know I would like. My mom's always been my biggest inspiration, and she really loved motorcycles. I honestly feel that they can build a really eye-opening, long, low, and slow bike. That's where the mom's memory.
I'm feeling the whole thing, you guys. Have you guys talked about budget?
Well, pretty much from the things he's laying out right now, we're somewhere right between 25 and 35.
Okay.
What do you think? Is that going to work for you?
Yeah. At the absolute most, 35.
Okay. That's the ceiling. Let's see if we can come in under it. Bikes, they can be really personal to their owners, sometimes even more personal than cars. And you can have a bike built for the exact specs that you want, but you can also have it built for the exact reasons that you want. I love doing projects with a purpose, and this bike is being built for Max to remember his Harley-loving mom. What's better than that? Max.
Sir?
Rock and roll, brother. This is going to be fun.
Look at him in his little shorts. You ready to see me spank Scott?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Ready? Set?
Yes, sir.
What's up, homie? You got a few minutes?
Yeah.
Get your jacket, because we got to go outside, man. About a month ago, I got a letter from this outrageously cool family asking me if I wanted to buy their 1977 Dodge hippie van. I usually don't buy things sight unseen, but I couldn't pass up on this way cool piece of American history.
What is that?
That, my brother, is a 1977 Dodge Tradesman hippie van.
What is wrong with you?
You're just spending money like it grows on trees. No. Dude, this was a deal and a half on this van. But I'm wondering why they're pushing it. Hang on a second. I just gotta see something real quick, man.
This is funny.
I really enjoyed watching you guys push a perfectly good driving van. Dude, this thing is beautiful. The custom van craze is one of my favorite parts of the 70s. People turned their vans into rolling rooms. They installed shag carpeting, couches, mini kitchens, track lighting, all kinds of cool stuff. These tricked out vans were the epitome of cool, and they allowed a younger generation the freedom to take their wild parties with them. But not all van owners were looking for a party. Starting back in 1969, Scooby-Doo and his friends solved many mysteries from the back of their customized van. You remember any of this, do you?
It's all about
the letter, dude. This is from the Pulsefort family. You know I don't do sight unseen. I don't like to buy things sight unseen. These people sent real pictures of this van, and they even highlighted the damage, and they were straight up honest with me. These people actually given me a little bit more faith in humanity, man.
What'd you end up paying for this?
Brother, man, this was an awesome deal. I got the van for $1,850. There's no risk here. And to see it now, I could not be happier. This thing's like a time capsule, man. It was built in the 70s, and they just kept it.
I'm seeing some work. There's some work here.
Yeah, so she needs full restoration. Big deal. What's cool is it's all here. I'm so excited about this project, I can hardly stand it. I gotta see the inside of this thing. This thing has been well cared for its entire life. Look at these panels. They're beautiful. Look at the wood paneling in this thing. That is so cool. Wood paneling on the ceiling, on the shag carpet. Those little port windows back there, man. Love this van.
The sticker on the bumper says do it in a van.
It just talks about all kinds of fun. Anything you want.
Playing cards,
traveling.
Don't you have a car clean?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What's the plan here?
Sweat it not, my brother. I do have plans for this van.
Yeah.
It involves one of my fellow bandmates. I'm going to have a ball doing this van.
This isn't a gift.
I mean, we're not going to make any money on this, but we're going to cover our costs.
I just don't want the shop to lose money.
Well, I don't worry about it. I got this covered. I love razzing Kevin, getting him all worked up about money. But the bottom line is this. My good friend and bandmate John Zito, he has driven his car into the ground again.
Did it start at all or just...
It's dead, man.
John is an extremely important part of my band, and so him making it to the gigs, well, that's crucial. And I know that any money that John makes, well, he just goes out and buys guitars with it. So I thought this was a cool way to fix up this old hippie van for my boy John Zito.
Do you know what you want to do to it?
Of course. She's going to stay era correct. I'm going to put all the fender flares and spoilers and everything back on it like it was back in the day.
Yeah.
The fades, the panels, the graphic. I love it. This is a time capsule, baby. You just don't see this anymore.
It's one thing when Danny wants to go all out on a project that we're going to sell, but to go all out for a gift, I just hope the gift doesn't bankrupt us.
Oh, man, Zito might not even ever get this van. I love it.
Oh, uh-oh. You heard that?
The boys are busting their butt on Max V's bike, and it's coming out great. But you know what? I got my own bike situation to deal with. Today is the day. We are going to settle the bet. Mike's finally done with his monstrosity he calls a bike, and I'm going to teach him a lesson. I'm so pissed off about him always spending company time working on his personal projects. Not only am I going to smoke his ass, but I'm going to make sure he paints himself green, puts on a little thong, and embarrass him in front of all Las Vegas.
Look at him in his little shorts. Ready to see me spank Scott, and I don't mean in a nasty, disgusting way.
I know what
you mean. Ready for this?
Look at you in your little shorts.
Yeah. Come on now, let's see this thing.
So I'm looking at Scott and this bike, and all I can say is I feel sorry for the bike. I got this race wrapped up. I hope they make thongs and extra, extra, extra large.
How much does that damn thing weigh? You need a crane?
I don't need no crane.
Don't drop it. Well, he looked like he's about to have a hernia.
Hey, just mind your own poop. This thing is heavy.
Come on, let's see it.
Don't you worry. She got style and power. Bling, bling.
Oh, my God, dude. That is the prettiest piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
This is a tank compared to your little thing. It's Team Horny today. This may not be the fastest thing on two wheels, but it's definitely the sexiest. She's got orange paint, badass fenders, a 49cc motor, and of course, horns everywhere. I had to do a lot of customizations to get her to actually work. I really, really hope she does, because even if I'm riding this beautiful bike, I will not look good in a thong.
So what was the bet again?
I'm tired of Mike working on his personal on my time. He can never, and I mean never, work on his personal stuff again if I win. If he wins, he can work on anything he wants anytime. But if he loses, he is going to paint himself green with a thong and ride all the way back up here.
Mike or Scott in a tiny underwear? I actually don't want to see that. I hope neither one of them lose.
I'll tell you something, son. You're going to be the sexiest green thong-wearing I know.
Ready, set, go! Go, Mike! There goes the engine. Come on, Mike. Come on!
So here I am, all cocky and laughing. Next thing you know, this fat bastard passes me. How's this possible? No! Ah! How do you sit there, you fat, chunky bastard? Did you take the alley?
You didn't think the big man could do it? That's right. I won, and now it's thong time.
It runs better than you thought it did, didn't it?
It does, but I think I won.
Yeah. How did I agree to this? I'm about to get painted green and ride the streets in a thong. Awesome!
All right, say hello to the ladies!
Dude, my anxiety's already way up here.
Bring that beautiful bike out here.
For months now, I've been trying to figure out a way to teach Mike a lesson about working on company hours. Mike, you're on the clock right now. So we took him to the streets, and I won. That's right, I annihilated him. And now he's got to pay up.
That's just horrible.
All right, say hello to the ladies.
Get it, get it, get it. These are the kids.
You almost there,
oh,
Mikey.
No!
Is it hot? Oh,
that ain't right! Yeah! Coming in hot! Mikey! Mad love for living up on your end of the bet.
People on the street were just trying to get the phones out fast enough. So I started pedaling faster, because I'm not sure I want this all over the internet. I know that's where it's going.
Let's say it one more time for me. Who's the boss?
We're the bad boss.
There you go. I'll take that. I'll take that.
We're hard at work making this time capsule of a 70s party van into a gorgeous street machine for my buddy John Zito. Needs a lot of love, but Zito, he deserves it. Meanwhile, Max is here to check out the bike that he commissioned for us to build for him. Max wanted us to build him a custom chopper that paid honor to the memory of his mom. So it's been important for us to make this bike absolutely top-notch special. It's done, and Max is ready to take his brand new motorcycle home with him.
Where is it? Where is it?
Oh, it's not that easy here at Counts Custom. We have to mess with you for a minute.
My anxiety's already way up here. Come on. Give me a break, will you?
Well, I gotta tell you, I think you're gonna be digging on this, bro.
Mom sacrificed a lot in her lifetime, not only to put up with me, but in the end, it means a lot.
You ready for this, brother?
Yeah.
All right, man. Here we go. Here we go. Shannon, my brother! Bring that beautiful bike out here. Talk to me, Max. What are some of the things that are going through your head right now?
It's gorgeous. I know this is something that she would have just walked by and would have said, God, that's gorgeous.
Check out that back fender, brother. 23rd Psalms, beautiful.
That's what the one I buried her with. I'm truly blown away. I couldn't have asked for more than that. She was always a class act.
Well, now, every time you get in the wind, man, you're with her. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
This bike's gonna get attention wherever she goes. Starting with this wicked stretched out soft tail frame and that Sugar Bear front end, the profile on this bike is undeniable. We added the Extreme Machine accessories, the ultimate set of wheels on this bike, the black chrome 113 cubic inch motor. Such a wicked setup. Beautiful custom paint job honoring his mother, topped off by a hand tooled leather seat in memory of. It's like it was tailor-made, man.
You seen all this in the paint?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look at this. It's spider web everywhere, and it's not just web, man. It's all lace and spider web.
That's hardcore, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Max, thank you for bringing this project to us, because it's our honor to pay respect and to pay honor as well.
I've seen you guys' work before, and it blows me away. I knew that's what you guys would do from top to bottom, so.
Max, you a happy man?
I'm a happy man.
Job well done, fellas.
I don't know if Counts could have done any better making this the tribute that I was looking for. It looks just totally amazing the way it turned out. The way it sounds is just phenomenal. And I'm sure she's going to be looking down, and that's the way it was supposed to be.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Tonight, it's gig night. Myself and my boys in Count 77, we are here to rock at my club, Vamp. Tonight was a great show. The crowd was totally into it. The band is sounding better than ever. Now, it's time to give John Zito his classic van. Gentlemen, let's do this, man. It's been a long night, but it's been a great night.
It has. It has.
Zito, you want to come with me? Because yeah, sure. I want to show you a couple things on the way out.
Hey,
rock and roll.
Great job, guys.
77, baby, right here. Let's do this. Come on, Zito. Meet you guys out back. I love a good surprise. And since this particular one is for a brother of mine, that makes it even better. I cannot wait to get this van in John Zito's hands. Your slide is so awesome.
It sounded great. Man, whose van is that?
Zito, that's yours.
Danny, get the f***, Danny. Oh, my God, dude.
You got
the official 77 Dan.
Unbelievable, man.
That's you, man. You kill me, man.
Welcome to the 70s, Eva. Love you, Dan. We took a beautiful 1977 Dodge Tradesman van and we restored this thing from front to back so she runs and drives perfect. Of course, on the outside, I had to add the extra flavor of the side pipes, the Krager SS rims, and authentic 1970s paint job. This van deserved to be brought back to its original glory, just like it was in 1977.
Dude, I love it.
Open that up.
Look at this, man. Yeah.
See, but like all of this stuff was
from the
70s, man. So yeah. we basically reconditioned it and preserved it all. Everything that we could from the 70s, we saved it. You can pop that table out. The couch lays out into a bed if you're crashing out. Zito, I gotta tell you, man, ain't nobody got this.
No.
How you feel?
Speechless, dude. And a van is something else, and it's all true. It's 70s, you know, it's bringing me back to my love of cars, you know. When I spoke with Danny, I've always had a love for cars, but just, you know, doing art for a living, and over the years, you know, I've learned to live without certain things. And he's brought my whole spirit back, man. It's unbelievable. I just lost for words with this.
You know what? You look correct. Dude. Yeah, fire the baby. Yeah. Wrap that throttle, baby.
Hop in, let's go.
I have these kind of wheels if you're not going to show off.
Absolutely. Let it rip,
Zito. Well, needless to say, this wasn't really a moneymaker for Counts Customs, but we work our butts off every day to make that money, and what better way to spend some of it than help a buddy out and get him a new ride? It's not just a matter of getting him on the road. It's getting him on the road in style. Not just any style, 70s style. How does it feel, Zito?
Awesome, dude.